All right, if you have your Bible, turn to 2 Timothy chapter number 3. 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse number 1. The Bible says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heedy, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof." And he said, "From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lust, ever learning and ever able to come to the knowledge of the truth." I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God bear help, on this thought. A future glimpse of the apocalypse. A future glimpse of the apocalypse. As we see this and we talk about, and we're, as we look at this, we can see the Bible says that they would be a falling away. And I believe we've entered into time, or entering into that time of falling away. That we're entering into is also approaching into that time of troubles. A time of troubles that the Lord said would come to pass in the last days. As we see here, Paul's telling young Timothy, he said, "I know in the last days perilous times shall come." So it's not a question about whether they will or not. He said they shall come. Perilous times. That's times of depression, times of anxiety, times of anguish, times of stress, and times of not knowing. Kind of like it is, and it has been for the last little bit, and we're kind of apprehensive about it, and we all are. You and I are apprehensive about the things that we don't know. Amen. The things that haven't been revealed to us, the things that we can't just naturally see with the eye, we wonder about, and we begin to question. He said, "There's a time coming." He said, "It's nigh even at hand." And he speaks here in verses 2 through 6, praise God, about the lustfulness of humanity, and the things that we lust after, and the things that we like to try to use to pacify the flesh in which we live. Amen. Have you ever seen such a time where people are trying to pacify their flesh in modern times? I tell you, it's a thing I've never witnessed in my life. But we can see, praise God, that God says, He tells young Timothy, He said, just realize that no matter what happens, these things are coming. Perilous times will come. There'll come a time when trouble will set in at some point in another. As Miss G says all the time, I said, if you haven't had anybody, you haven't got that phone call, just be ready, because someday you will. Somebody will call you and say, "Oh, please help. Help me pray for such and such and such and this." But praise God, because it will come at some time. What Paul was telling young Timothy, he says, just prepare yourself, because that perilous time could be coming at any minute. You just have to be preparing yourself and getting ready. He said, don't get caught up in the selfishness of this world and self-centeredness, praise God, and like these others think you, and with having a form of godliness, but they were denying the very power of the godliness. Amen? A lot of times you can play church and people won't know the difference. Amen. But praise God, whenever you get in, it gets real out in your life and begins to speak to you, praise God, and you begin to build those foundations of the Lord down in your soul, praise God. It becomes a part of you. You begin to see not only having a form, but having a fashion of godliness, praise the Lord. That's what Paul was trying to reiterate to Timothy. He said, no matter what happens, doesn't matter how much persecution or prosecution or anything else come, praise God. He said, just stay with the stuff and you'll be all right. Because he said there was a time coming. Well, he said there'd be no moral foundation. Amen. See, we're looking at a world today that we live in that we're losing our moral foundation. It's gradually, Brother Bobby, it's gradually slipping away from us. It's time to nail down that moral foundation, praise God, of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A time's coming. Because that people won't want to hear it. They won't want to listen. But praise God, it's time now to determine in our hearts that we're just going to go out, go with God. In 2 Timothy chapter number 4, in verse number 3, look what he says. Paul says to Timothy, his fair time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall be, so they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Praise God. He said, that's what's going to happen. He said, there's a time coming. A time will come. Not time might come or time could come. But he said, there's a time coming when people won't want to listen to what thus says the Word of God. They'll want to turn around, interpret things themselves, interpret the Word themselves, do their own thing. Praise God, make themselves their own little God. But I'm telling you what, it don't work that way. God Almighty has done pinned down what He wanted for me and you. Praise God, the way He wanted me to do it. The way He wanted us to live, praise God, that we might preserve unto Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise. We're living in a time that we want to be liberated from everything. Amen. Well, we got women's lib, and now we got children's lib, and now we've even got animal lib. And everything's ever liberated from everything else. Amen. Praise God. We're coming to a time, if we ain't careful, America, praise God, what happened in America? We've been liberated from our moral foundation. We turned our back on God and His precious word of truth. We haven't retained and kept this book hidden in our heart that we might not sin against Him. Amen. I know I'm preaching to the choir tonight, but this is where we're at, praise the Lord. But Paul was telling Timothy, this ain't nothing new. Amen. He said, the future. Right, the future glimpse of the apostasy that's taking place around us. We need to open our eyes and see it happening all around us. Amen. It'll make a difference to us. If it makes a difference to us, it'll make a difference to our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. Amen. They might be encouraged themselves in the Lord. Praise God. So they might not be caught up in the things of this world. Amen. There's too many today. Praise God, and the good life that they're living have turned into a living hell right here on earth. Amen? We know people up and down this valley, Brother Bill. Praise God, the good life they thought they was living, they turned out to be living in a living hell. With no way to get, can't find their way out of it. Amen. Just see the young people walking up and down the highways just like zombies. God help us, young'uns. What's happened? We got away from our moral foundation of the truth of the Word of God. Amen. Amen. We've turned our back on God. We've turned our back on our, listen to me, on our own faithfulness to the Lord. Amen. We're not as faithful, praise God, as we ought to be. Everybody's so busy. I tell you what, we're too busy. Amen. Praise the Lord, we're too busy. We've forsaken, praise God, the truth. Amen. We've forsaken the truth for a lie. We've been complacent in our faith. We've been complacent in what we're willing to hear. Hello? This is what Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 14. He says this to Timothy. He said, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of." Amen? Praise God. He said, we need to continue in the things that we've learned, that we've been taught, and that we've been assured of, praise God, that they worked. We've seen them, but praise God, they've been tested and tried the power in the Word of God, and we know that it works. But we've been caught and become so complacent that sometimes, praise God, we're getting a glimpse of the apostasy that's taking place, and it's time to wake up and say, you know what? It's time that we just get back to the basics and just preach and teach and love the Lord Jesus Christ with all our heart. Amen. Praise God. That's what'll make the difference when we get a hold of God, because He's got a hold of us. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, "Know of whom thou hast learned them." Praise God. We need to be careful who we listen to. There's some quacks out there in the media, praise God, that claim to be preachers and teachers and instructors in righteousness. And all they want you to do is send them a dollar or two saying, buy them a new plane. Hello? Amen? We need to stick with the stuff. We need to stick what we know, praise God. It don't cost nothing. Amen? Praise God. All God asks is we pay our tithes. Yeah, glory to God. Amen. And he said, that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. What'll make a difference in your life? The Word of God. Plant it, hide it in your heart that you might not sin against Him. That's what David said. Hide it in your heart, praise God, then in the innermost part of your being, praise God, put the Word of God, engrave it on your heart. God will get a blessing out of you. Amen. What is he doing here? He's telling Timothy, young Timothy, he said, son, it's time to buck up. It's time to stand fast in what you've been taught, what you believe. He said, there's no room for compromise. Somebody was talking about music the other day. And so I said, he said, well, preacher, you know, I really like that rock and roll gospel. I said, there ain't no such thing as rock and roll gospel. Come on. Amen. Praise God. I don't believe that. Praise God. There's nothing. Hey, when you get that jungle beat, praise God, it's going. Praise God. Yeah, there's nothing godly about it. Amen. Praise God. It's straight out of the jungle. Amen. Glory to God. That's amen. Right, God, we need to stick with these old hymns and songs and spiritual songs, praise God, that lift up the name of Jesus, that magnifies His name, where the emphasis is not on the beat and the bang, praise God, but on that Savior that saved us from our sins. Amen. Amen. Phil told me the other day, he said, yes, sir. He said, I really like it. I said, he said, listen to this. Listen to this song. And I don't know, but you pray. I can't make heads or tails out of it. No. To me, it's just, it's just a racket. Amen. I can even hit the button on my ear and aid to where it takes background noise out, and it still sounds like a racket. Amen. I can't get enough out of it. If we ain't careful, praise God, we'll get caught up in this mess and we'll begin to accept it as the real thing. I want to tell you the real thing is that we have in these old redback hymnals, praise God, that our fathers and our forefathers wrote so many years ago, praise God, without that jungle beat. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't like you. It's all right. You're welcome. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I was going to tell you the truth, praise God. He said you got to stick with what you know. Amen. Praise God, stick with what you know. He's telling Timothy to stand fast in what you know. Amen, praise God. It'll make a difference. The central truth, praise God, that we have, Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. That's the central truth. The Holy Scripture, which are able to make thee wise in salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. That's the whole truth. Amen, ain't that the truth? Do we need to add anything to that? Why do we try to? We're in an entertainment society. I don't know the people, praise God, that tell me all the time, well, preacher, you just don't have enough up there for our youth. Amen. We got preaching and praising and praying. We got preaching, praying, and praising the Lord, praise God. What else do they need? Like they don't get enough of that in the world. The hoopla. Amen. They get all that they need, praise God. We need to be a place where we can come in, worship God in spirit and truth without the other shenanigans. Amen. We don't need to set up cafes in the foyer. Hello? Amen. Jeff's been trying to push that for years. Amen. We don't need to set that up in the foyer, praise God. We're not here to draw a crowd. We're not here to entertain, praise God. We're here to worship Him in spirit and truth. We're to be fed of His Word, praise God, that we might grow closer to Him, that we might be strengthened and energized for the journey. He's telling young Timothy here, praise God, the future of the glimpse of the apocalypse, I'm showing you. He said, it's coming, you just need to be ready. God's people need to get ready. Just buckle down, praise God. Stand up, take a stand, praise God, with young Timothy. Stand on what we know. Stand on what we've been taught. Amen. Why should we desert that now? I don't know about you. I'm 61 years old. I'm too old to change now. Amen. To something, praise God, that I don't know nothing about. Praise God. But I'm going to stick with the old stuff, with the old path, praise God. I want to stay with God. I want the church, praise God, to be a church where we love the Lord and we love each other and we love those sinners that come in the door and we try to tell them about Jesus. Amen. Try to share the gospel, praise God. Get them to get in so they might be saved. Praise God, but we're seeing things turn upside down. We forgot about what true authority is. Paul reminds young Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse number 16. He said, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Now if it's God-breathed, why should we settle for anything else? I praise God, our speech ought to be centered on the Word of God. Our singing ought to be centered on the Word of God. Our preaching ought to be centered on the Word of God. Our praying ought to be centered on the Word of God. Praise God. Our praising ought to be centered on the Word of God. Praise God. That's what makes a difference. Praise God. Our foundation. Our central truth ought to be the precious authority of the Word of God. He said, because and is profitable for doctrine. That's that biblical instruction. For reproof. Amen. Praise God, that's to show error and to convict. He said for correction. That'll correct us and show us the right way from the wrong way. Amen. That's what we need today. He said for instruction in righteousness. They said that's training in holy, right living. Amen. I pray God, I don't know about you, but I think that's all the church needs today is just instruction on holy living. Amen. Praise God, lining up with God. Praise the Lord. If you're on His side, you're marching with Him. Praise God. We got to follow His rules. Amen. Praise God. So we see the central truth. The authority of God's Word, even right now. See, we're so messed up, our court system. We got jobs that are assaulting the Constitution of the United States, making judgments and misjudgments against the very people, praise God, they're supposed to be for. Amen. Amen. Today we see them a very little judgment when it comes to crime. Hello? Amen. You shouldn't have done that. Throw them back on the street. Amen. The Bible says an eye for an eye. Amen. Praise God. It says you got to pay restitution. Make it right. Praise God. And when it comes to the churches, praise God, defile and even judge against religious beliefs or religious freedom. Praise God. They're hanging in the balance. Amen. If you try to stand for what's right, praise God, they'll stand against you. We need to stand up today and say, praise God, we got to get back to the basics. We got to get back to the Word of God. I think what we ought to do, we ought to start using that to teach reading and writing, praise God, in our school system. Amen. Amen. It worked for years and years, praise God, and at least they come out, Brother Jeff, they can read and write. Right. We're bringing a bunch of people in here with this this equity and all this other junk that they're trying to push down our throat. What's that got to do with education? Praise God, they come out of school, graduate from high school, try to go to college and can't read a third grade level. Amen. At least if they brought in this old blessed King James Bible and learned it, praise God, it ought to be prerequisite from time you start school to you graduate that you read it through in content. Amen. If you could do that, you could at least graduate on the 8th grade reading level. They said this blessed old King James Bible was wrote on a 3rd grade reading level. I mean 8th grade reading level. Amen? Praise God. You ought to at least be able to finish high school on an 8th grade reading level. Praise God. But we see them trying to intervene. Praise God. Troublesome times are coming. They're starting to tell our parents how we can parent. Tell them what we can parent. I tell them that we just need that one crazy fool got up and said we need to stay out of the school system. We don't have no business in the school system. We don't have no business trying to tell them what to teach. God help. We need to be right in the middle of the school system. Watching our children, pray God, making sure they ain't telling them some kind of wickedness that'll destroy their mind and their soul. See, the devil's played this thing out. Amen. He's got this thing. He said they wanted to get into the school system, and he did. He wanted to get into our government, praise God, and he did. He's having a heyday right now. And Paul says these troublesome times are coming, praise God. But he said if we'll stick to the Word of God, if we'll stick to the truth, he said if we'll remind ourselves that the central truth is the Word of God. Amen. The parents do have an opportunity and responsibility to train their children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Praise God. So Paul was speaking to these people, praise God. He said he's speaking of a people, of a life that's a definitely and ultimately, praise God, our moral authority, praise God, is the Word of God. For all people, all human beings, all over the world. Amen? Not just in the United States. What if the moral authority for every human life was the Bible? Come on. Hey, it will be one day. The moral, praise God, authority to the whole world will be the Lord Jesus Christ in a ruling a reign of a rule of iron, praise God. All injustice we put down. Everything will be based upon the Word of God. Amen. He'll rule with a rod of iron, praise God. But we want to disallow the Word of God. We want to disallow the authority, the moral authority of the Bible. Why is that? We want to dislike so that we can condone sin. Hello? That's the only reason. That's the only reason that people want to get away if they despise the Word of God, because without it they can condone the sin that they live in. But praise God, when the Word of God becomes there, God begins to speak, then the sin has to go. Praise God. A future glimpse of the apocalypse, praise God. Praise the Lord. Some in the church, praise God, would even deny and defame the very Word of God. That we build upon, we stand upon, we believe in, we trust in with all of our lives. Amen. Full of faith, believing, praise God, that this is our authority. Amen. The work, praise God, it does in our life. But we see today that the work of the deceivers is prominent in the world, and they're trying to be even more prominent. But it's amazing to me, people. It's like the light's starting to go on. Come on. People are starting to say, wait a minute. That ain't right. This woke mess, praise God, people are starting to wake up from it. Amen? And they're starting to look at their lives, and they're starting to look at their children and the lives that they're trying to lead. And they're saying, wait a minute. This ain't right. What do we need to do to fix it? Amen? D-I-D-A-I-D-E-I, what is that? Yeah. Make everybody equal. That works pretty good. You got a guy that's half blind, half crippled, and he's trying to land airplanes out on an airstrip. Amen? Praise the Lord. We need to have enough common sense, praise God, to get the people in there that's best qualified for the job. Amen. We want the brightest and the best. Amen. Leading our children, telling our children, praise, instructing us, giving us the directions that we need so that we can be encouraged and encouragers. But the work of the deceiver, praise God. We see this in the glimpse of the apocalypse. He said, it's coming, and we need to be aware. We need to pay attention. Because he said, there'll be a whole bunch of them, even in the churches, that have a form of godliness. But they'll deny the very power thereof. They'll deny it, praise God. They'll condemn it. They'll put it down. They'll rebuke the power of God. Praise the Lord, I thank God for His power. Thank God for His presence. And everywhere I go, there He is. Never leaves me, nor forsakes me. Paul said, young Timothy, praise God, he said, just stay with the stuff. He said, don't let them persuade you. He would tell him in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, he said, study to show thyself proved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. He said, just get in the book, son, and just stay with the stuff. It'll manifest itself to you, and you'll begin to realize just how good and how God is. The troublesome times will come. He didn't say that they wouldn't. He said that they would definitely come. But he said, when you've prepared yourself with the Word of God, when you studied to show yourself approved, praise God, when you've partaken of the doctrine, the teaching, the instruction for the portals of glory. He said, that'll encourage you and enlighten you. Praise God. And then when when the old deceiver comes along and he says, well, you know, there's a better way. You can say, uh-uh. There ain't no better way than Jesus. Amen? Praise God. There ain't no better way than Jesus. Hey, I've tried some of those other ways. But I'll tell you with all sincerity tonight, there's no better way than Jesus. There's no better way, praise God, than the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He's your ever-present help. And He's there in troublesome times. So we get a little glimpse at the apocalypse, the time of trouble that's coming. And Paul re-energizes to Timothy. He said, hey, listen, don't worry about it. Just be ready. Be expecting it. And just be steadfast. He said, go ahead and root in. Get rooted and grounded in. Praise God. Take a stand. And said, you'll be glad that you did. Amen. You're rooted and grounded in. You got your place. Amen. It's kind of like when you're in battle on the battlefield and they give you that little old shovel that you got that they give you and you dig you a little hole to get down in, praise God, so you can get down out of the line of fire. What Paul was telling Timothy, he said, dig in, son, and get ready because trouble's coming. But if you've got your foxhole, you'll be ready to make a stand. Amen. What we got to do, young, is praise God, it's coming. We just got to be ready to make a stand, praise God. Just sell out for the Lord. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm just going to go with you. And do the best we can, praise God, with the ability we have. And just encourage others, get in. You know what we've got to do? Just love one another. And love our neighbor as Christ has loved every one of us. Amen? Start doing, not only doing it, but practicing it. Practice it, praise God. To God be the glory. Amen. This thing's winding up. It's winding down. One day in a little while, we're going to get to go home. Praise the Lord. But He said that we can do this, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That means you'll be adequate to do the things God have us to do. So as Paul would say, I finished my course. Amen. I finished my course. Amen. He said, I've done my job. I've stayed the course. And I've done what the best that I could for the cause of Christ. And he said, now I'm ready to go home. Because I said, I've got a reward laid up over yonder. Praise God. A reward. That's going to be presented one day, not only to him, but to all these others. He goes on and talks about all that. I mean, you could preach on this all night long. But praise the Lord, I'm glad He gave us a little glimpse, a future glimpse of the apocalypse that's taking place. It's taking place now. I've fallen away. But these people that's starting to get in, amen, those that fallen by the wayside, praise God. Pray that God will just touch their heart, help them realize it's not time to fall away, but time to get in, to be servants of the Lord, and just do what we can for Him while we can. Because well, we all won't always have the opportunity. You know, we don't have no idea what our health will be like tomorrow. Amen. We can, you know, do today and do good today, but tomorrow we may be flat on our back somewhere. Amen. We'll just do what we can for Lord Day. Try to find an opportunity to brag on Him, to lift Him up. He said, if I be lifted up, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Amen. You know why people ain't been drawn to Jesus? Because you and I ain't lifting Him up like we should. Amen. Paul was telling Timothy, he said, just dig in and just keep lifting up Jesus. Praise God. You know what it's about. You know what we've told you. You know it from a child. Holy Scriptures, and are all about Jesus. Amen. His goodness, His mercy, and His love. Salvation is of the Lord. Bless His holy name. Amen.